At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always game day in Cleveland. We are brought to you by our good friends at Smiley One. Of course, heating, cooling, and plumbing. They're family owned and operated since 1955. So there was a notion that came up with one of our guests today that maybe Shedeur Sanders is falling and could fall till the end of the first round, could fall to the second round. Mm-hmm. And his thought was that he believed that Travis Hunter was the best athlete in this draft and the guy that he thinks that the Browns should take at number two, especially if Cam Ward is gone. Could you see a Hunter-Sanders combination coming to Cleveland, therefore giving you the Cleveland Buffaloes?
Well, first off, Shedeur Sanders is not falling, okay? And what I mean by that is the reason why he's quote-unquote falling is because the media is finding out what teams value him, or I should say how teams value him right now in the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, what type of draft grade they have. That's where the falling comes from. Okay. Anytime you hear rising and falling leading up to the draft, that's just, you know, reporters are getting more concrete information on how teams feel about players, hence the rising and falling draft stock. But in reality, they're where they've always been on the board. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
The only way a player truly falls is if there's an off the field situation that you know becomes newsworthy.
Say you decide to smoke a bowl in a mask, that'll make you fall during the draft. Yeah, okay.
100%. So I just want to clarify that for fans so that they kind of have an understanding. And we in the media, we kind of build it up to the rising and the falling, and it's just something that we do that gathers attention. But I just want to be honest about the situation. And when you're talking rising and falling, it's all about reporters learning tangible information about how teams view certain prospects. It's your specific question, though, about Travis Hunter. Look, he's my guy. I said weeks ago that I would love the Browns to draft him number two overall. I think he's the most athletic, versatile player out there. I think I do agree with Andrew Berry. I think he's a wide receiver one, first and foremost. But he's a player that you can put on the field in a defensive package, whether it's a nickel or a dime package. I think he can score touchdowns on both sides of the football. He's just that talented, in my view. I have reservations about Abdul Carter and the medicals. And also, too, they just gave their defensive end $40 million. Do they want in 4 years to have two really expensive defensive ends on the roster? I don't know. But I don't think Shedeur Sanders is going to fall into the second round, Andy. I don't think Shedeur Sanders will fall past the mid-teens. I think somebody is going – if he does, quote-unquote, fall down the board, or as I like to say, he's still available – in the mid to late teens, I think a team either goes up and gets him or just takes him with their natural pick.
So when you look at this, though, can you see them taking two Buffaloes? Does that make sense? I mean, can you see that happening?
If it works? I mean, I could see a pathway. Do I think it's realistic to happen, though? No, just because, like I said, Andy, I think that somebody in those in the mid-teens, if Shador is still available, I think somebody's gonna take him.
All right, I'm going to throw another one at you. Ready? And this could possibly play out because I think they'd have the opportunity to do this. What about the Cleveland Buckeyes? Will Howard, Quinshon Judkins, or Travion Henderson?
You know my theory.
I know.
You know my theory, starting at 33, best Buckeye on the board. I don't think that if I'm Andrew Berry, you can lose there. Will Howard, I would have no problem, you know, fourth, fifth, or whatever. I'd have no problems taking him later in the draft it's very clear, Andy, this quarterback room is going to skew young. Andrew Berry came out and basically said that on Sunday. Monday morning, Kevin Stefanski seemed to kind of allude to it a little bit. I honestly believe that this quarterback room is going to be they're going to have four guys in the offseason. But the four guys they're going to have, it's going to be Kenny Pickett. I think they're going to draft two quarterbacks, and they're going to have an undrafted rookie free agent. And then,
so you're off the board on Carson Wentz. You're off the board on Kirk Cousins. You're off the board on all those guys.
Yep, and here's why. Even though Jimmy Haslam, I think it was Jimmy Haslam, said that Joe Flacco is, I think the phrase he used was like it was still in the conversation to potentially bring in Joe Flacco or maybe another veteran. I honestly think, and this is to the point we were talking about earlier about a little bit about, you know, job security and comfortability that maybe Barry and Stefanski, I think they're going to be given the latitude to go young at quarterback here in that quarterback room and try and develop one of these guys. Okay. And because Shador, in my estimation, is not worthy of a number two pick, I have him a mid to late first round grade. That's just, you know, if I'm giving grades on guys, that's just where I have him listed. I feel like that means you're taking a quarterback in rounds 2 through 7. Okay, you're going to be taking two quarterbacks in rounds 2 through 7, and so there's less pressure to start that rookie right away. There's more opportunity to develop that player. And that's, I believe, what Kevin Stefanski, again, along with Tommy Reese and his coaching staff, are going to get the opportunity. And I think what Andrew Berry is going to do is give them three guys to look at this offseason and work with and see if they can find a little something, something somewhere, right? And remember, Kenny Pickett is also a pretty young guy. He's he's got 3 years of experience under his belt, per se. He's been in the NFL, you know, played some games the last couple of years here. But he's going into, you know, I think year four, it's not like he's old, if that makes sense. Right.
Sure.
So you're going to have four relatively young guys in that quarterback room that they're going to be able to take a real good look at in the offseason and begin a developmental process and try and see if they can cultivate something, from them.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.